In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I know, I can try to get through this without awful choking. So, today we hear in our gospel reading from Matthew, Matthew's nativity story. Sometimes we forget that there is more than one story of the birth of Jesus Christ. We are so used to hearing the story in the Gospel of Luke that we think that that is the only story, and that that's the same story that is shared by all of our evangelists, but it is indeed not the case. And today we hear the story according to Matthew. And Matthew's story, if you really look at it and think about it, is full of kind of heartache, of pain and fear and anxiety. As we think about these characters that God has chosen to be the son of God's parents. So first we have this man, Joseph, right? And he is engaged to this woman, Mary. And engagement in Joseph and Mary's day was a big deal. It wasn't like today when you stick a ring on someone's finger and then you plan for this big wedding and all kinds of not legally binding things take place in between that time. Back then, it was a legally binding contract. You were married at that point. It was everything other than living together. So for Joseph to find out that Mary was now pregnant, in his mind, meant that she had been unfaithful to him. That she had been as unfaithful to him as a wife being unfaithful to a husband. As any married partner being unfaithful to their partner. It would have been devastating to him to find out that this woman that he loved, that he planned on spending the rest of his life with, had been with someone else. Any one of us that has had any kind of betrayal in our lives can imagine how painful that might have been. Whether it was the betrayal of a spouse, or a friend, or a coworker, a neighbor, anybody in our lives that has betrayed us, we know how painful that is. And the closer the person is to us, the more painful that betrayal is. He would have been heartbroken. And we know that he must have cared deeply about Mary. Because not only do we hear that he was a righteous man, he must have been a kind man, but he was choosing not to publicly divorce her, to put her aside. He wanted to protect her, because having to put her aside in that culture would have meant, I don't know if that makes sense. Is it
here?
Don will take care of it. Don will take care of it. Would have been a public humiliation at the very least, and could have actually meant that Mary could have been stoned to death. It would have been huge. And here is Mary, this woman who knows what has happened to her, knows that she didn't betray Joseph, but also knows that her future rests in his hands in a lot of ways. Because to have him walk away from her at this point could be devastating. Because even if he didn't do it publicly, even if he did it quietly, she is now an unwed mother in a culture that is not okay. That she would have no one to care for her or protect her. It would have been an extremely difficult life for her. These two people in this situation are in pain, uncertainty, frightened, I'm sure, and yet they have this message from God saying they are going to bear a son, Emmanuel, that means God is with us. God is with us. And it wasn't, God is with us. Don't worry. You're going to be the son of God's parents. Everything's going to be fine. You'll be comfortable. Life is going to be easy, because we know that that is not their future, right? We know that that's not what happens for them. We know that life doesn't change a whole lot. They live a life of poor people and has a son that does not ascend into a palace, but has a very painful end. But God promises to be with them and is with them through it all. Christmas is in a couple of days, and for a lot of us, it is not always about a joyful, celebratory experience, right? For some of us, we have deep pain for lots of reasons, right? Some of us are grieving. Some of us have family members that aren't with us either because they have passed or they live far away. It might be the first Christmas they're not able to be with us. Some of us have disappointments. Some of us have frustrations. Some of us have uncertainties going on in our lives right now. And yet, God promises to be with us. God took two ordinary people, Mary and Joseph. God was as uncertain about them as they were about each other, right? When God came to Mary and said, I want you to bear my son, Mary could have said no. When God sent the angel and said, hey, Mary is bearing the Holy Spirit's child, not some other man. I want you to stay with her. Joseph could have said, yeah, no thanks. I'm stepping away. That's a little heavy. God didn't know. But God chose people, everyday people, and then promised to walk the journey with them, giving them what they needed to face what they were going to face. That's the promise of our reading for today. That's the message Matthew gives us. He chooses to give us that name, Emmanuel, to remind us God is with us. God continues to use us for good and walk our journeys, whether they be joyful, or painful and frightening, or uncertain. We will close today with the hymn, O come, Emmanuel. Come now, come now, come always, be with us. Amen.
Amen.